The Gemara says that in order for something to be usur because of Bishul Akum, there are two requirements. One is that be Ola Shulchan Malachim, and also something that can't be eaten raw, that's not Nechak Mal Shulchai. So what's the definition of Lalos HaShulchan Malachim, which literally means that it can be served at a king's table? So I once had this discussion with Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab told me that in 1948, he was in Israel, and he went to speak to the Chazon Ish, and he asked him about sardines. Are they osur mishum bishul akum? Are they considered oila shulchan malachim? And the Chazon Ish told him that they are. And the Chazon Ish said, you see, even the King of England eats sardines for breakfast. So Rav Schwab asked him that after the war, the joint and others sent sardines and other such products, and apparently they weren't worried about Bishul Akum. I think amongst them, this was after World War I, not after World War II, but the Chazon Ish said, Zeim kehaltetz muti kehaltetz asur. So I just disagree. I think Rav Chaim Oizer was amongst the Mekelim. So Schwab told me, since he heard me repeat Kotsch over the Chazon Ish, and that was Breuer's position, that you required a Bishul Yisrael for sardines. So I spoke to the Rav about this, and he thought, and this was, I think, is more the most standard position, not the Chumbu, the Chazon Ish, that Ola Shulchan Malachim means that it's a significant food, as the words Ola Shulchan Malachim imply. But if it's just sardines or, for example, junk food, or those things would not be considered oila shulchan malachim. So I thought that this may depend on two days in Tosis on Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosis says that there's a special use of shecha, not to drink, let's call it beer, some intoxicating drink with goyim. And so Tosis has a discussion where the shecha is oila shulchan malachim. Why is it mutter? So Tosis says, Tosis gives two tevuts. Why do you need a separate gzeva of shecha? It should be also to be shalakim. So once Teretz Tosis says is that shecha is not oila shulchan malachim. The other Teretz Tosis says is because shecha is a shahakol. So of course we have to understand what does it mean it's a shahakol. Ripstick is also a shahakol. But Tosis means to say is l'choira, that it's like coffee. Paiskim say that it's mutta because even though you're roasting the coffee beans, it's only meant, the ikur is the water. It's only meant to flavor the water. So similarly, the shecha, the main component is the water, and the shecha dimension that is only to flavor the water. So that's not called, that's not also bishul akum. But why does Tosis have to give two tevitzim? One, that it's not oila shulchan malachim, shecha, and the second tevitz is that the bracha is shahakol, in other words, that the ikur is the water. So I thought that it could be that these two days revolve around this issue, that the oila shulchan, in other words, shecha, a king will drink shecha also. George Bush used to drink it during the football games, famously. So, but it's, if what's required is that a king can eat it, like the Chazon Ish said, that oila shulchan malachim, as a king from England, the King of England eats it for breakfast, just means that it's not an inferior grade. So then shecha would have been also. So that would be considered oila shulchan malachim. That's why Tosis needed another teretz, that the bracha is shahakol, that the ikur is the water, and not the alcoholic dimension to the shecha. But if the halacha is that it has to be served on Shulchan Malachim. So on Shulchan Malachim, they don't serve shecha, they serve yayin, wine. So those two days may, in Tosis, may revolve around this question, But the Rav told me that we hold the kula, and I think that's the more generally accepted position.